Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hello, campers. Hello, self-quarantiners. Hello, self-isolationists. Great to have you along. Absolutely gorgeous springtime Thursday afternoon here in the upstate of South Carolina as we get underway with the Bobby Mack Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone and use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. That is weird, Moneypenny. When we had the new intro cut, somehow they decided to just cut off the music like in midstream. Yeah. Oh, it did? Is that what happened? Oh, the computer froze up. Naturally. We have to go back and see if we can remix that thing. Great to have you along. And I thought today we would start with some good news, because there still are many remaining questions that people have about the stimulus checks. And I know that a number of people who do not typically file an income tax return, folks that are on Social Security or below the minimum, are concerned. And apparently now we have a resolution to that issue. The IRS had, despite the language that is actually in the stimulus bill, which said, you know, you're going to get a check. You don't need to do anything extra. Well, the IRS, in their infinite wisdom, jackbooted thugs that they are, decided, wait a minute, you got to file a special 2019 tax return. And in a bipartisan move, one of the few in recent memory, by the way, both Republicans and Democrats said, wait a minute, you guys at the IRS, you can't do that. That's not what the law says. So the IRS has now reversed course and eliminated the controversial requirement on Social Security recipients who are looking to receive a stimulus check as part of the government's coronavirus response package. After initially saying that Social Security recipients would have to file a so-called simple tax return for 2019, which ordinarily they wouldn't even do, the IRS now says the payment will be automatic without it. Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin announcing yesterday evening, Social Security recipients who are not typically required to file a tax return will receive their payment directly to their bank account, noting that you will not have to take any action. The change follows pressure from lawmakers who urge the IRS to drop the condition. This filing requirement would place a significant burden on retired seniors and individuals with disabilities, especially given the current unavailability of tax filing assistance from volunteer income tax assistance and tax counseling for the elderly programs during the pandemic. Treasury Department now says Social Security recipients will have the information that they need to be able to cut the checks taken from SSA 1099 and RRB 1099 forms, which is what it said in the CARES Act that provides for the stimulus programs. Now, there's also an email today from State Senator Larry Grooms that has a bit more information. In his email, he points out direct payments will be made available to most adult South Carolina constituents. There is no minimum income required to receive a payment. South Carolinians who did not file a tax return due to low or limited income are eligible to receive checks. Social Security recipients are eligible to receive payments. Payments are exempt from taxes. Most individuals will get a payment of $1,200 or $2,400 for each married couple. Payments of $500 will be made available to families for every dependent child below the age of 17. Payments will be available in full for filers up to $75,000 in individual income, $112,500 for heads of household, and $150,000 for married couples. For incomes between $75,000 and $99,000 for individuals, $112,500 and $136,500 for head of household filers, and $150,000 and $198,000 per married couple. Payments will be reduced on a sliding scale of $5 for each $100 increase in income above the threshold. Payments will be made available through direct deposit for taxpayers who filed electronically in 2019 or 2018. Payments will be based on a taxpayer's 2019 tax return if filed, or your 2018 tax return if you haven't done it for this year. The new pandemic unemployment assistance legislation, and with so many people being laid off, furloughed, what have you, I know this is important information as well. The definition of unemployment eligibility to include the self-employed, contractors, and those with a limited work history. An additional $600 per week per unemployment recipient is made available for 4 months. These funds are in addition to the top unemployment compensation in South Carolina of $326 per week. At $926 per week, a worker may be receiving approximately $23.15 an hour, regardless of their prior employment income. The CARES Act also provides an additional 13 weeks of extended unemployment at the existing baseline unemployment benefit amount. If you have questions, contact the South Carolina Department of Employment and Workforce to apply for unemployment assistance, and their web address is dew.sc.gov. Okay? Individuals who become ill or caring for ill family members may qualify for certain job protections under the Family Paid Leave Act. The Department of Labor provides information on whether that leave is covered under the Family and Medical Leave Act. A federal waiver granted by the Department of Agriculture will allow South Carolina to provide 2 months of additional food assistance by bringing all families up to the maximum SNAP benefit amount, that Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, commonly known as food stamps, based on their household size. As a result of the Families First Coronavirus Response Act of 2020, children who would receive free or reduced meals if not for school closures are eligible to receive assistance under this provision. All right, and there's a little bit more, and I'll pass this along to Miss Moneypenny back at the station, since I am here safely ensconced in my home studio, and we'll put that up on our, it may already be up, on our webpage, but we'll certainly make sure that it gets up so that you can access this information. Now, there is also new information in about how grading is going to be handled at Clemson. I will share that with you and more, including some questions about unemployment insurance if you're on furlough. There's a lot of ground to cover here today, and we'll get to all of it, including your calls, when I come right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday. 15 after 3 now. Stay right there. We'll be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
That ain't working. None of you get furloughed. By the way, this stuff is starting to hit close to home. All of the major broadcast companies that own radio stations and TV stations across the country have been, over the course of the past week, announcing various layoffs, furloughs, payroll deductions on a percentage basis for employees and the like, because, of course, the advertising business has been as hard hit as everything else during the pandemic. Let's quickly get to the phones here on the Bobby Mack Show on Thursday. James is our leadoff batter, and he is here at my stomping grounds of Taylor. Hi, James, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Bob, how are you?
So far, so good.
Hey, I had a common question between my friends and me, and what is more dangerous to this country right now, this patriotic country, us, when we, your listeners, us,
mm-hmm. right.
golfers, but what's more dangerous, the Democratic Party or this COVID-19? We're smart enough to contain this, I think. But my God, are we getting so much insanity from the Democratic Party, what they're trying to throw in. Nancy Pelosi, I can't believe she doesn't have a bullet in her brain by now, but I said that, you know. How far does revolution go? How far will we let them just beat this Trump up? I think he's doing a great job.
Yeah, I think he's doing a great job, too. And the lamestream media, of course, continues to badger him and beat him about the head and shoulders, as do a bunch of the leftist politicians. I saw where the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, today was saying, essentially repeating the remarks of our own South Carolina Democratic congressman, Mr. Clyburn. I said, yeah, this is a great opportunity for us to advance the progressive agenda. Well, look, one of these threats is ideological. That is the Democrats. I get a story in the stack here about Pelosi, again, trying to politicize a situation where Americans are dying during this COVID-19 pandemic. Very sensitive, Madam Speaker. So one of the threats is ideological, and we know what these folks are up to. They tell us in advance. The other,
of course,
sadly, COVID-19 doesn't play any favorites. It doesn't care what your gender pronoun is. It doesn't care what your race is, what your religion is. It comes after everybody. So first things first, yeah, we've got to take care of this thing. We got to take care of this pandemic, and then you're correct in pointing out there's another pandemic as well, and that's the ideological pandemic that is pushed by the left. And it's obvious they will use any situation to try and advance their agenda. Thanks, James. I appreciate the call. Wow. Good to have you here. Yep, got to run. Thank you, sir. I posed the question on the other side of the break about people being furloughed, because you're still actually officially employed. That is, you're on their books. You are just not being paid by the company that has furloughed you. So I looked for a piece on this today and found one at Fox Business, which has a lot of good information. Congress has decreed that if you have been furloughed, you do qualify for unemployment benefits. A skyrocketing number of businesses have furloughed employees because of the pandemic. And although furloughs are typically meant to be temporary, many people are now finding themselves without a paycheck, and they're wondering, can I qualify for unemployment insurance? Although states handle their own unemployment insurance programs, Congress has decreed that employees on furlough do qualify for these benefits as long as their loss of work is connected to the pandemic. And I know that in the one that was issued for our company, it did specifically mention that this was the reason why people were being furloughed. So that would serve as qualifying material should you need it. Congress also added, as I mentioned earlier, $600 per week onto state benefits, and that runs through the end of July. As an end date for the virus lockdown seems unclear, furloughs may feel more like layoffs. Technically, both words, furlough and laid off, denote a cessation of employment, although employers typically use the word furlough when the condition is not meant to be permanent. There is no across-the-board definition for what benefits or packages an employer owes the employee, although furloughed employees typically keep their health benefits despite losing their paychecks, which is a crucial part of what's going on right now. The Department of Labor recommends you contact your state's program as soon as possible after you become unemployed, because it typically takes 2 to 3 weeks to receive your first benefit check after your claim has been filed. Meantime, U.S. unemployment claims have shattered records. The number of Americans filing claims for unemployment benefits surged to more than 6.6 million last week, breaking a record high for the second week in a row. It's rough. it is going to be rough on everybody, and we are hopeful, of course, that this whole business of the lockdowns and people not being able to work, everything associated with this will end sooner rather than later. Gorgeous springtime Thursday afternoon. You know, given all the bad news that we're having to deal with these days, we thought today nothing could brighten our day more than perhaps a little Mary Poppins music. Well, not exactly. This guy did a parody of Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious entitled Super Bad Transmittable Contagious Awful Virus. And here it is.
There is a super bad transmittable contagious awful virus, and if we don't act quick in social distance, it will mire us in a stretch of quarantine that lasts until July. A super bad transmittable contagious awful virus, and if you got a better cough in your arm, and if you got a better cough in your arm. Now back in 1918, influenza had its run, but half their docs were busy overseas with World War I. Today we have mass media and scientists to say, if you don't want this virus, well then stay 6 feet away. Super damn important that we practice isolation, because we're asymptomatic while it's in incubation. We'll overwhelm our hospitals if there's not mitigation. It's super damn important that we practice isolation.
Somehow I you know, if a couple of months ago I'd never would have thought I would be laughing about COVID-19. I didn't even think it would be like this. Nobody did. Super bad transmittable contagious awful virus. At least we can get a small grin out of it. 3:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Thursday on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Great to have you along. Absolutely gorgeous springtime afternoon. You got an opportunity. Stick your head out the door. It's really nice out. The other problem associated with this, though, is that if you have allergies, holy cow, stuff is really, in addition to everything else, the allergy stuff is pretty nasty this year. In on the text line. Bobby, see what happens when people get stuck at home and left to their own devices? They start making Mary Poppins parodies. LOL. Hey, Bobby, you know, AOC declared about 2 years ago that all life on Earth would end within 10 years, so why the big fuss over Corona? Well, yeah, she was speaking in a different context, though. Bobby, what about restaurant workers qualifying whose employers do who knows what with the books? Well, that's another problem entirely. Bobby, for one reason or another, you haven't filed your taxes in the last 2 years. Are you then out of luck for the stimulus payment? I don't think so. I mean, they're trying to include as many people as they possibly can, whether you have filed or you are in arrears or not. Bobby Schiff for Brains wants to investigate the delays, so-called, of President Trump's reaction to the coronavirus epidemic. Looks like the commiecrats, Pelosi and company, will try to impeach him again just in time for the election. Well, if they want to look at people who delayed the reaction to the coronavirus epidemic, what were Pelosi and Schumer doing in February? Yeah, that's right. They were busy trying to impeach the president on bogus charges. To the phones we go. Next up is Katie here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Katie, and welcome to the program.
Hey, sweetie. How are you?
So far, so good.
I think I'm driving for both of us.
Yeah, really.
Just insane. I have a question about the census, and then I'm going to let you hang me up and go forward.
Okay.
I got the notification. I went online. I did the paperwork.
Right.
But there was like all it wanted to know was who lived in my house and how old we were.
Yes.
And what I remember from even 10 years ago was we got this test booklet.
Yeah.
Where you had to fill in the dots. So what am I missing here?
That's a good question.
And I'm going to let you hang me up and let other people respond also.
Okay. Thank you, Katie. I appreciate the call. And I'm not really certain because I haven't done a deep dive into this. I am assuming because this was all put together before the Wuhan flu came down the pike that they are doing a short form census this year. And of these individuals who received this shortened form, because that's what I got as well. I got the PIN number to use and have filled out maybe a dozen questions and that was it. And then they may go back and, I don't know, request of some individuals more specific information. I'll have to run it down and find out exactly what that's about. The thing that caught my attention, of course, and may have caught yours as well, is that President Trump's effort to have the question, are you an American citizen, included in the census, didn't make it. Democrats managed to shoot it down in Congress, because of course, you know, we don't really need to know if you're a citizen of this republic or not. Let's go to Spartanburg next. Bring in Jerry here on the Bobby Mac Show. Hi, Jerry. Welcome to the show.
How are you doing today, Bobby Mac?
I'm good, thank you. Hope you are too.
Yes, sir. I sure am. It's really unfortunate, the job numbers, and I still believe that after all this is over, our economy will kind of have a fire lit under it, and I think we're going to really, really grow.
Me
but,
too.
One quick question that I have. I'll be really quick. I want to know, I hear the statistics for our local area for new cases daily.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know that there's a place that you can go on the website to look at recoveries as a whole, but do you have any idea where we could find information on recoveries here in South Carolina specifically?
That's a good question, because the numbers that I have been looking at have been more national, the ones that come from Johns Hopkins in conjunction with the CDC. Let me nose around. Moneypenny, do you have a website that you, because Moneypenny looks at a bunch of these as well. Do you have a website that you access for that kind of information? For specifics about South Carolina, about a number of infections and those sort of things? Yeah, okay. Moneypenny will run that down for you. And then as soon as she gets, because I'm sure she has it stored in her history, we'll pass that along here on the show, Jerry.
Hey, I appreciate it.
You bet. Thank you very much. Be safe, and thanks very much for the call. Matthew is in Easley, also wants to talk about the Wuhan flu and also being furloughed. Hey, Matthew, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Bobby. How are you doing today?
So far, so good.
Excellent. Yes, I've been on furlough. I'm going on my second week. I don't want to name the company that I'm with because I don't know if they'd like that or not. But
sure.
It's a large company, employs a lot of South Carolinians, and they have done very well in taking care of their employees. Now, I'm only receiving 80% of my pay, which I think is great, and I'm an hourly employee.
Right.
So that helps me out through this coronavirus thing, even though I'm not working. But, that's to say my wife has me outside doing yard work today. So
gotcha.
That's a lot of fun. But also, you know, we as a people, we all need to be creative, you know, and figure out new ways to make income, even with our full-time jobs. 5 years ago, I got my real estate license and have been using it as a part-time gig to make extra income.
It's a great idea.
And even though it has worked great for me, granted, I'm not as busy as some of these agents around here, but I do keep myself busy with my full-time job. And I was prepared for this coronavirus thing, which leaves me in a position to help out friends and family, and which I've been more than happy to do. But that's one thing that we as Americans, we need to understand. I mean, before all this technology, before all this money is, this country had all this money. I mean, when our country first started, if there is something that happened that affected the community pulled together. And I think that's one thing we need to remember that we all need to do. We just need to pull together and, you know, move forward and keep going in the forward direction through this time of crisis.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, Matt. And Americans, I think more than perhaps any other people on the face of the earth, seem to have in our DNA this entrepreneurial spirit of being able to create and recreate ourselves over and over again in all kinds of different venues, professionally, even personally, as far as that goes. And the other part of it is what I like to refer to as the barn raising philosophy. You know, back in the day, 19th century and even before that in this country, somebody with a farm or a ranch that would have a disaster, lightning striking the barn and catching it on fire and it burns to the ground. And the neighbors would all come together and they'd do a barn raising over a weekend. And by Monday, the farmer or rancher would have a brand new barn. It's that kind of people helping people attitude that I think is going to go a long way towards getting us through this.
Absolutely. And I'd like to add to that, too. You know, we have restaurants that are open for curbside service. And I'd like to just tell everybody out there, you know, if you're healthy and you've been self-quarantining yourself, go ahead and treat yourself, you know, once or twice a week and go out and let's help keep our economy going.
Yeah, that's what my baby doll Brenda and I are doing as well. And when I go into these places, it's patently obvious when you go in that they are working with a skeleton staff. And so think about that. Take that into consideration when it comes time to leave them a tip, too.
Absolutely. We just need to pull together. I mean, I know Democrats, they're going to take full advantage of this and try you know, kill what left of our economy, what's left of our economy. So, but I think we just need to pull together and show them who the true Americans are and what being an American really is all about.
You bet. Well said. Thanks, Matt. I appreciate the call. 3:45 here on the Bobby Mack Show. The president the other day mentioned the V curve. You know, when we have these kinds of economic disasters, and I think there's probably no other way to describe what's going on right now other than a disaster, you get kind of a U-shaped curve where we bottom out and then we kind of slowly start back up and creep back upwards. And then there's a V-shaped curve where we have the deep drop, but then we also have a huge, quicker rebound. And if you look at where the market was before this started at historic levels, I think it is going to take off like a rocket when we finally do get ourselves geared back up. Question is, how well do we do in holding ourselves together and maintaining and getting ready for the surge on the other side? Because I know a lot of people are anxious for it to get here. 14 before 4 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Back to the phones we go momentarily when I come right back here on Thursday on WORD.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Great to have you along. Jerry, a previous caller, was asking about getting some numbers about the Wuhan flu for South Carolina. Moneypenny has posted the map, the statewide map that shows county by county from DHEC, and that is on our Facebook page, facebook.com/1063WORD. So there you go. Jerry, hope that helps you out. In on the text line, somebody had asked, Bobby, on these stimulus checks, what about self-employed contractors? The way I have read the act, self-employed contractors would be eligible for these stimulus checks as well. Steve, I believe, is next up here on the Bobby Mack Show in Greenville. Hi, Steve, and welcome to the program.
Well, thank you, Bobby Mack. I always look forward to your show in the afternoon, your commentary. You are you're one of my heroes.
Wow. Very kind. Thank you, Steve. Appreciate that.
There's an article. Well, I moved here in 1977, and mm-hmm. I married a Greenville native, and she reminds me that many times. She grew up here in Greenville, and she was talking to me yesterday.
Yeah.
She saw on Facebook article by Judy Bainbridge about the pandemic in 1918 in Greenville, yeah. South Carolina.
Yeah, the so-called Spanish flu, right.
The Spanish flu, yeah. And as I read through that, I'm going, my gosh, it's the same thing that's going on now, and how they were shutting things down and so forth. Her dad was the only one of six children in their family that did not get the flu, and he had to ride a pony into town to get help to come out and take care. But at any rate, I just thought it was a neat article, and wanted to just put that out to your listeners. If they would Google that, you could Google the 1918 pandemic in Greenville and how that was handled, and it's a carbon copy of what's going on right now.
Yeah, it's funny, Steve, because the two epidemiologists that you typically see with President Trump during the daily briefings have both referenced the similarities in how the pandemic has spread in this instance, as well as in 1918 and 1919. 500 million people, about one-third of the world's population at the time, became infected with that virus, and it killed about 50 million worldwide, and 675,000 in the United States. So it was one nasty yeah. bugger. But, of course, in those days, they had no vaccine. They had no antibiotics, no vaccine to protect against influenza, and no antibiotics to treat the secondary bacterial infections that come along with it. Fortunately,
exactly.
Exactly
my comment to my wife when we were reading that, and I said, yeah, the difference in the two. But when you look at the political side of it, what we're having to deal with now from the politics, you know, I'm concerned, but I'm
sure.
also hopeful and prayerful, and pray for our president every day that we'll get through this, and God's in control, and we're going to be okay.
Amen. That is all very true. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate it. What they did have going then that is similar to now in a sense, even though they didn't have vaccines, they didn't have antibiotics, they did have what the epidemiologists like to call NPIs, non-pharmaceutical interventions, the kind of things that we're talking about on a daily basis now, isolation or self-distancing and quarantines, good personal hygiene, hand washing, all the rest, use of disinfectants. And they were applied very unevenly in those days. But bear in mind, today we have the World Wide Web, we've got satellite and cable TV, the kinds of things that are needed to be done to limit the curve of this thing are exactly the kinds of things that were unavailable in that particular time frame. In on the text line this afternoon, 71307, before I get way too much further behind here. Bobby Mack, how are all these people standing on a street corner claiming to be homeless getting their stimulus checks? Good question. Have to ask them, I guess, or maybe they're not. Take a break for the news here at the top of the hour. Hour number two of the Bobby Mack Show on a gorgeous springtime Thursday is on the way next here on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.